Mr. Johnson. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Matt. Well, I'm a little flustered, a little frustrated. But if it's important to you, you'll find a way. And if not, you'll find an excuse. So why am I frustrated or flustered? Is I just had to take care of some business today, mm-hmm. and it was unavoidable. So I'm sitting in a parking lot. But this is what's important to me, is getting on here with you, because I look forward to this every single week, doing a podcast with you. So the Vanguard people, you guys, if you listen to our podcast at any point, you understand what the Vanguard is. I'm going to get out in front of, maybe my audio's off a little bit, maybe you hear a car honking in the background, maybe some guy's yelling at me, because we do that. So just so you know,
yeah,
that's what's going on. But I was not going to miss this.
Yeah, so in a perfect world, Derek, we're going to have all our ducks lined up in a row. You know, we have our tie we set aside that you and I are dedicated to being in front of this camera right now, in the microphone, having this conversation. But when things happen, if we wait till everything and the stars are aligned, even anything in our life, nothing would ever get done. So not the perfect conditions. Yeah, I get it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to make do with what we got going on. But Derek, you and I are just coming back from Mile High Profit Summit in Denver, Colorado. And my, oh, man. my, if you have fear of missing out, you have it and you cannot shake this stuff. How many people?
And that was, as we're coming in, if it was important to you, you would have found a way. And if not, you made an excuse. And I'm sure it's a good one. But boy, did you miss something special.
Yeah, totally. You know, there's people that I've seen, Derek, that I haven't seen in a very long time, that have been absent from the fight experience and maybe been lurking in the shadows as wallflowers that have come back into the fold. And I can see the look in their eyes as it's like they've never heard it before. Some of this stuff, this mindset, because you know yourself, Derek, being in a business and you don't have a coach or you don't have a tribe like we have, it's a lonely place out there. I mean, I can't bounce my ideas off my competition in the real world, right? In this world that most of us live into. But here we are in a community where we can talk about anything. You and I can share literally anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even people in my area, I'd share anything. Why wouldn't I? So we get this event, Derek, and I really don't want to hear your takeaway. I kind of want to hear, if you were a spectator, if you were a person outside of the room walking in there, what would you think you would experience?
Not what I would have experienced. Because I've done this before. I remember having unrealistic, that's not true. I had different expectations of what I was going to experience when I went to my first life-changing event. I'd made up so many stories in my head, and some good, some bad. You know, you're always kind of like, you're a little intimidated. I'm not going to know anybody, and it's a little uncomfortable. But man, knowing now what it's really like, it's just like home. You walk into a space and people are all going in the same direction. Some are doing better than the others. And you get in there, next thing you know, you're rubbing elbows and you're having conversations, you're sharing stories, and they become personal stories, they become family stories. So I would have never expected that going in and what it turns into. And of course, all the great speakers we have, it's really the tribe, as you said, very, very well said, is that's what it is. It's connections. You cannot beat getting in the room with 400 to 500 other people that are going through life just like you, and then all of a sudden you start doing life with them.
Yeah. You know, there's a couple of things I want to touch on that. One is, yeah, I appreciate your feedback on that, Derek, because you're spot on that. It's like going on a vacation with people you really don't know. And then by the third day into it, you're having the best time of all. So you wasted the first 2 days on, you know, being awkward, like covering yourself up. You know what I mean? So the third day, you're really getting going. You're having a great time. Fifth day into the vacation, you wasted all these days. So it's time to go home and you wish you had started the festivities of getting to know somebody a lot sooner. But we are like, hey, when we see each other last time, we pause it. And then we see each other again, we push play again. And it's right from the get-go. So it's a continuation of the same event a year later. And it builds on itself year after year after year. And we get to see the difference in each other and how far we've come. Do you agree or disagree?
Difference. Like you said, difference. No, I totally agree. Just I'm listening to each word, because that's what we're trained as sales assassins. We're trained to listen. So I'm hearing all these things that you're saying. The one thing that just stood out to me there at the end is the difference. The health difference when we see people. Like this is not just one of those things where you go to a conference. It's changing lives and their health. I mean, people losing over 100 pounds. People changing just how they carry themselves. People not being sorry for who they really are. And like the physical difference, not just the mental, but just a physical difference there was a couple of people I didn't recognize. And then as I'm talking to them, I'm going, oh my God, you lost a human.
Yeah, I know it. You gave a human. You know, it's kind of funny you said that because I felt kind of awkward. You know, some people I had seen in a while and I had to look at him and say, I know this guy and I just can't remember him and I have to look for his name tag. And I see it. I go, I know this guy. It's like, oh my God, come over here. Give me a hug because I know you. And yeah, that awkwardness of like, yeah, people are going through some great life situations. There's sad things that go on. But for the most part, I'm seeing positive changes. And I like to say it's the fight. It's a fight community and it's a part of watching each other. And I don't want to be left behind. You know, when Tom gave us that challenge a couple of years ago for the coaches, you know, hey, here's a challenge you guys. I like to pick your three out of five things. One was reading a book. One was exercising 45 minutes a day. One other was not alcohol. Just to hold ourselves to a higher standard. And I didn't want to be left behind. And, you know, and I follow somebody else and somebody sees somebody else and we get this effect that we have. And, you know, you can call it a ripple and you can call it a sway, but there's something that people see somebody else do that they want to be a part of. This is what, in my opinion, Derek, this is what makes the fight so great.
It's exactly. And you shared a picture with me from 2015. And man, I almost didn't talk about not recognizing someone. I almost didn't recognize you. I mean, you've, as far as your health goes, man, you made a tremendous change. So I'm sure there's some people that didn't even recognize you if they knew you back in 2015, because you really got yourself in shape, and it showed on a stage too, man. I'm gonna brag on Tim. I was very, very fortunate to be MC this year. I had a blast. It totally suits me. I really, really enjoyed it. But the benefit of that is I had to completely be engaged at all times, and I had to be. Now there was some breakout sessions that I was not able to be in, but we were in the bigger room during the breakout sessions, and that's where you led a talk. And guys, I'm telling you, I watched Tim Cotroni go from just a good human, just a good dude, to turn into an absolute complete professional and an unbelievable coach. And the stories you were telling, man, I'd heard a few of them, but you just have this way, Tim. And I remember the first time I saw you on stage, you weren't ready yet for yourself. We were ready to listen. You just weren't ready. And boy, did you show up. And not only that, dude, the way you dressed, you even looked sharp. The confidence that I watched on stage showed in every aspect. So, guys, if you're listening to this, Tim is the real, real, real deal. And I got the honor on stage in front of everyone to do what was done to me before. Steve Shenhouser said I was king shit. That's the term he used, which meant that I had finally reached a point that he felt so confident in my sales process, he was handing me the torch and saying, you are king shit. And I got to do that for Mr. Tim Cotroni on stage in front of 400 some odd people with praise, with gratitude, with congratulations. And I'm so proud to share that you really have. You have surpassed me in how you sell and what you do. And now I'm a student again. So proud of you, man.
Fighters, you ready to level up? You're going to want to listen closely because the doors to Battleground are about to swing open with an incredible offer for a limited time. I can't share more than that right now. All I have to say is we got some good stuff coming your way real soon. Join the Battleground waitlist today and be the first to seize this opportunity and supercharge your life and your business. Do not let FOMO get the best of you this time. Head to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and get ready to win your greatest battles. I'm out.
Derek, I'm honored, man. I truly am. And I like told Steve, and I'll tell you the same. I'm holding myself to a higher standard because you're passing trust off to me, and I won't disappoint you or the fight or Steve Shenhouser for that matter. This is all good stuff. And you know, Derek, yeah, you're right. I wasn't ready at the time. And I got to talk on that point. A lot of times when somebody joins the group, whether it be a sales group or a business group or whatever it is, they look at other members of the group and seeing how far they are ahead, whether it be the money bucket or the success or just the size of their company or employees. And they see themselves as like the runt of the litter. And there's no way that they can survive because they can't get to where the other person they're looking at and comparing themselves to. And what they say about comparison is a thief of what? What is that? It's a thief of happiness. Is that what it is? It robs you.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, comparing it is a thief of happiness because you're too busy comparing that you don't realize that you can be happy where you are. But this vision we have of looking at what somebody else has for success, don't gauge it saying, man, that guy is like so far ahead of me. I'm not even going to look at what he's doing because I can't be him. And honestly, Derek, I never wanted to be you. I just wanted to be a better version of me.
Absolutely.
So when you're coming into a group and you're looking at this thing, you know, even if it's not the fight, right? Whatever it is. And I'm going to tell you that success is not as far away as you think it is. Get your eyes checked. Just do one thing. That 1%, that 1 degree, it isn't that far away. If I had said to myself 7 years ago or 80 years ago when we started, Derek, that I could never be where I am today or you will never be where you are today, that would be foolish. Because we believed, and Derek, you're the verb, right? You're the implementer. You just do shit. If you had said, this is so overwhelming, I can't do this one thing. It's like, what is that one thing? And for us in the battleground, let's brag about the battleground. We have a program, right? Yeah. When you start up, you do these things for 90 days. And what happens?
It's things that you will change. You cannot help but change because the information that we're sharing, you come in the first 30 days and you learn about you come in the second 90 days and you learn about sales. And then the third 30 days.
Yeah.
I can't count.
Yeah, it's okay. We don't have to know math. We hire people for that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I just punch it into a computer and I know my profit margins and I know where I need to be and I just sell it that
right.
way. The last 30 days, it's about marketing. And it'll just, if you implement, and that was the word at the conference. It was just over and over and over and over. And it's just, that's what you have to do. If you're willing to do these things, and if you're willing to do the thing that you don't want to do when you don't want to do it, and you just stay consistent with it, you're going to receive whatever you want. And that's what the battleground's about. And we talked about this, and I shared this on the stage, and I shouted out to Neil, the best definition that he's ever shared with me and others of a leader is having a clear vision of where you want to go and sharing that with others. And if the people find you and they want to go in the same direction as you, it's going to be easier. And that's what the fight is about. And that's what the conference was about because everybody was there for the same reason. And we set a very clear vision on stage and our speakers did too. And that's what happens when you join the battleground. That's what happens when you're in the BG90 part of the battleground. When you come in, you're going to get very, very clear definition of where you want to go. And if it makes sense to you, it changes your life. We thought it was just going to be numbers, sales, and marketing. But what actually happens is you become a better communicator. You become a better husband, a better wife, a better partner, a better dad, a better mom, a better person, a better human. You start making money, and it makes a lot of bad things go away. And I just heard Joe Rogan say this yesterday. I listened to him. They asked him if he was, there was a comedian on there, and they asked him if he was stressed about building his comedy club. And he stopped and said, No, I was stressed when I didn't have any money. I was stressed when I didn't have a clear direction where I was going in my life. That's real stress. I did not have any stress building that club. It was just complicated. That's all it was. It was just complicated. And I just had to figure out a way to do it.
Yeah.
But what did he have? A clear vision.
I love this. I do. I can relate this back to the Bible. You know, just to have a word to say and people will listen to people won't listen. People will follow or they won't follow. And, you know, everything, Derek, is hard. Everything is going to be difficult. Everything, if you know that every day when you take your head off the pillow, it's going to be a pain in the ass to do shit. But you got to do it. So pay me now or pay me later. You will pay me. But in the end, when you kick back and you're having those times on the beach, you're buying those things for your family. You don't sweat when the holidays come around. You can buy Christmas gifts without even worrying about it. Or you walk around with a pocket of cash just because it makes you feel good.
It's way better.
It's worth it. It's worth it. But you just to have the game plan, do this for 90 days. Don't ask me any questions about it. Just do this. And if you have questions along the way, obviously, yeah. But just do this. We make millionaires. It's not even a question. You don't have to question it. I'm telling you, we make millionaires if you follow the process. But you have to realize it's going to be suck. Embrace the suck. You'll get past it. And then in the end, you'll say, oh, Tim, Derek, you know, Tom, you guys are geniuses. No, man, just copy what we did. That's all. We're not geniuses. Yeah. We just know how to follow the rules. You know what we got for you.
And that's what it is. You get to choose your pain. Mike Carrillo shared that with me, and he quoted it to me. Someone else probably said it, and that's the truth. You choose your pain now, or you choose your pain later.
Yeah, yeah. You and I talk about that often, about the pain you get to choose. But either way, you're going to do it. And I if you're pulling that Band-Aid off, you want to go fast and get it over with, or you just kind of want to pull it, and it pulls the hair out of your arm or your leg. It's like, yeah, it's going to hurt no matter way.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So do what needs to be done. Get past it. If you have not attended a contract to fight event, listen to me now. Hear me now, believe me later. When you do it, you'll thank me. I know you will. And if you have already gone to a contract to fight event and you took something from it, I'm gonna ask you guys, shut it off the rooftops, right? Tell everybody else what we're doing here, because this is too good to keep a secret. You know, we have to elevate what we are as contractors. We have to let everybody else know how to win. Because, Derek, honestly, life does not come with a rule book, you know, of rules like it would be like Monopoly. Here are the rules to follow. And we're saying, hey, these are the rules that we follow, and this is how we do things. And if you're in business to become successful, help people get what they want and make money, follow this. This is your book. Go with this and see how it works for you. If it doesn't work, throw it away. But I haven't seen anybody say this shit doesn't work. Communicate.
You know, the ones they say it's because it's on the back end. We get a report when someone leaves the group, and one or two things happen. This one happens more than the other. They say that they're just not using the program. It's just like a diet plan. If you don't go on some sort of diet, it's not going to work. So it's all here. It just, and we have the vision. It's very clear. The direction's pointed out. You just have to want to do it, and you have to want to like it. And if you do, it's going to work. So it's not snakeable.
Hey. Derek, we covered so much here in the past 15, 20 minutes. This is ridiculous how much information we gave on one podcast. Whew, I'm going to need a cigarette. That was incredible.
I got a cigar if you want one.
No, I can't reach through the screen and grab it from you. No, I can't do that. Hey, look, Derek, this is great. For someone who wasn't in their zone, right? You're not in your place, and you're accepting that you're in your vehicle right now doing this. Dude, you are dialed in and you're focused.
I love it.
All right, look, I'm going to let you go. Everybody, we're going to see you next week. So hang on. Like I said, go shout it off the rooftop if this shit works for you. And if it doesn't, man, go to an event. See what it's like. And you say, that's what Tim and Derek are talking about. Until then, guys, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Tim.